Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're talking with Arianna Huffington about her new book, her renew book, I guess, since it's now out in paperback. It's the number one New York Times bestseller called Thrive. In it, she talks about the need for a third metric for success, metric besides money and power. And that is one that has, I guess, four areas: wonder, well-being, what I would
wisdom
call
wisdom and giving.
Wisdom and giving. I keep saying appreciation, and I guess it is a giving is a greater term than just appreciation. Is a much better term.
But appreciation is part of it, right?
That's absolutely. I mean, that's why I keep thinking of it, because I really like that phrase a number of the parts of this. The book is really a story of how you transformed. But one of the things that we got asked, and one of the questions is, how do we transform our schools back to the way they were? You've got two daughters who are now just over the ages of 23 and 25. When they went to school, were they taught how to cook?
They were not taught how to cook at school, but I was very lucky to live with my mother, being very Greek. And my mother, I think, believed that if you didn't eat every 20 minutes, something terrible would happen to you. And she was always in the kitchen. And she taught them how to cook. The talent skipped a generation in my case. But my girls can cook. And, you know, the question that I get the most as I travel around talking about Thrive is, how do we actually change bad habits and introduce new habits, whether it's about cooking or sleeping or any of the things that many of us have done the wrong way for years. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of excited, because I just finished taping an e-course for Oprah.com. And we created this 6-week Thrive course. And every week we are going to be dealing with two steps that can help us move from merely surviving to thriving. And the first week is sleep and meditation. And every week we have a guest teacher. And the guest teacher in the first week is Kobe Bryant. Because, as I mentioned earlier, I wanted people to be reminded that athletes are kind of ahead of the rest of us. I mean, Kobe is so inspiring when he talks about the importance of sleep in his life and the importance of meditation and how that makes him a better athlete and a better husband and a better spouse. So anyway, if anybody listening wants to take the course, they can go to oprah.com/thrive.
So, and when does that start?
It starts on May 3rd, and it lasts for 6 weeks, and we're having tracking as we change our habits. And I read somewhere that you wrote about how important it is to have a buddy as you are changing things, to hold each other accountable. Well, we are creating what we call Thrive Tribe. It could be a Thrive Tribe of one, somebody already in your life, or somebody taking the course with you. I introduced my own Thrive Tribe, which is my two daughters and my sister, because I think it makes a big difference, as you said in a piece I read that you wrote, to have that support system as you are bringing changes in your life.
Yes, when we looked at the 60 million people, again, thanks to Oprah, who had taken Real Age and had found out what their real age was. It's a free website, realage.com. And then the 18 million, believe it or not, 18 million have repeatedly taken it and have made themselves younger. And when we questioned them, the most important change, there were seven essential deeds they did. Most of them did the seven deeds uh, that that changed their life, but the one that was most consistent was they had a buddy, and a specific buddy, who would help them, because they said without that person they're accountable to and they feel responsible to, they didn't continue to change and didn't continue the change in habit. So that is one thing I'm really happy you're doing it that way. So it is oprah.com/thrive starting May 3rd. And there are two changes a week for, I think you said, six weeks.
For 6 weeks, yes. Yeah. So a total of 12 steps. And we deliberately picked 12 steps, Dr. Mike, because I feel we are addicted to a way of living which is not supportive of our health and our happiness. And so one of the steps, for example, has to do with our relationship with technology, because we've all become kind of addicted to our devices. And as you know, it's affecting everything. It's affecting our ability to disconnect before we go to sleep. I mean, we recommend not charging our devices by our bed, so that when people wake up in the middle of the night for whatever reason, go to the bathroom, whatever, they're not going to be tempted to look at their data, which dramatically interferes with their ability to have sustained and deep sleep. Creating kind of digital detoxes, whether it's for a few hours or for a day over the weekend, and basically reevaluating our relationship with technology.
Yeah, I think that's so important. We now are working with Delos Living on a well-building standard, and one of those things is to have nothing in your bedroom you do nothing in your bedroom but sleep and sex. And one of the keys in that is that you have only red lights, that is red wavelengths, so that when you get up at night and have to use the bathroom or anything else when you get up, that you are able to, that it doesn't interfere with your melatonin production. But they believe that the Cleveland Clinic has gone with them to believe that how the building is built, the structure you live in, your environment, is important in facilitating your health and sleep and stress management.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you're doing that. It is so key. And I mean, my bedroom is a device-free zone, and only real books by my bed, so that I don't even read on Kindle or iPad.
That's great.
In bed.
I hear you. We should thank you. The book is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, for bringing this incredibly important subject, how to gauge success, how to the metrics for success. Arianna Huffington, and you can go to, I heard, oprah.com/thrive starting May 3rd to take a quickie, if you will, six-week course, two new habits a week, including how to sleep and stress less and manage stress right from the beginning. Thanks very much, Arianna.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Coenzyme Q10 is a potent antioxidant that supports cardiovascular health and is absolutely essential for healthy mitochondrial function. Now, the traditional form of CoQ10, ubiquinone, it's difficult for your body to absorb, but the ubiquinol form, like that in Life Extension's Super Ubiquinol CoQ10, absorbs up to 8 times better. Visit lifeextension.com/energize. Get a 50% discount on Super Ubiquinol CoQ10. lifeextension.com/energize.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer.